Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The women went out to anoint Jesus of Nazareth. They were looking for death, because they did not believe his promise of resurrection and life. He died, therefore he must be the same as every other man who has ever lived. A great prophet, to be sure, sent from God, of course, but still just another man. Death was too strong for him. The grave, too great. The stone, too large. And the law, too much. So these women go to bless him, to serve him, to love him, to anoint him, to give him something because they forgot the Jordan River. God already had anointed Jesus of Nazareth not simply with water, but with the Holy Spirit. They forgot that God already declared him to be his beloved Son, with whom he was well pleased. They did not understand his baptism and what it means to be the Christ. So that title Christ is the same as the Hebrew word Messiah, and it means the Anointed One. So ironically, they go to anoint the Anointed One. They did not understand fully who Christ was or what God had sent him to do, how he went about preaching to all who heard and relieving all from the oppression of the devil, for God was with him. They did not understand his cross, the reason for his death, and his promise that he would rise on the third day. Nothing was unplanned, nothing caught Christ off guard, nothing surprised him. "Who is it you seek?" he asked the soldiers in Gethsemane. "Jesus of Nazareth, I am he." And they fell to the ground. You can't arrest God. And yet still he goes with hands bound, because for this he came, for this he was born, for this he was anointed as the Christ, so that he might accomplish what Israel's kings failed to do and defeat our enemies, so that he might do what Israel's priests could not do, offer a sacrifice to atone for every sin, and so that he might do what Israel's prophets never fully did, proclaim forgiveness, life, and salvation in his name. Jesus was already blessed by God, honored by God, loved by God, and anointed by God in the Jordan. So all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, begin with the baptism of Jesus, so that we might know who this Jesus of Nazareth is, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And today he continues to be the Christ, the Anointed One, the one who is risen from death so that he might carry out God's work even to this day. Death, pain, suffering, and hell are all a thing of the past, for Christ is risen, alleluia. But he rises not to sit idly on some golden throne in heaven. No, he rises so that he might work for your salvation. He has already won your salvation. Nothing more needs to be done, but he lives to give you that salvation so that you might be caught up in his loving arms and have his forgiving rays shine on you day after day. So the women came looking for a dead Jesus. They wanted to anoint him. But you have come this Easter morning believing Jesus already was anointed by God in the Jordan, believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, who not only has died for your sins, but has been raised for your justification. You come rejoicing in his resurrection, though you have not seen him. You believe that this Jesus of Nazareth is still your Christ. He is your king. He is your prophet. He is your priest. And he desires to bring you ever closer into his fold. And he does that through baptism. Today is a joyful day, a glorious day, not only because it's the day we have chosen to celebrate Easter. We have anticipated this day, April 20th, now for at least 40 days, if not longer. We remember his glorious death, his mighty resurrection. We remember all that he accomplished for us, the nails, the blood, the crown of thorns, and the spear. The angel's words, "He is not here. He has risen just as he said, come and see the place where he lay." But today is a joyful day, not simply because we choose to celebrate Christ's resurrection, but because this is the day of baptism. Baptism is your Easter. Baptism is a far more joyful event than any sights, sounds, or smells we could ever add to the celebration of our Lord's resurrection. Whether you were in a hospital or in a church, you were united to Christ and his resurrection. You were buried with Christ. You were raised through the same. And today, Katerina has joined that resurrection. Today, she has died to her fallen flesh in the waters of that font. Today, she has been raised with Christ as a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All that Christ is, so is she. For salvation comes not to the intellectual. Salvation comes to those who are like little children. It comes through faith, and through faith alone. Death was cut off. Life was given. Sin was ripped off. Holiness clothes her. For she was anointed not simply with water on this day. She was anointed with the Holy Spirit through that water. She was made a Christian. She was saved from all her sins, even as at your baptism you were saved. And so Christ's seal marks your forehead and your heart. You cannot die. You cannot be destroyed. Pain, suffering, and ailments cannot overcome you. You cannot lose, for Christ lives, therefore you must live with him. Jesus was anointed to be the Christ, and you are anointed to be Christians, which means little Christs, little anointed ones following after the anointed one in a glorious procession toward heaven. So whatever happened to him must also happen to you. Suffering? Yes. For no servant is greater than his master. Hardship, difficulty, pain, death? Yes, for you are following the crucified. But Easter still defines you. Easter still defines the apostles and those who have gone before us in the faith, the countless multitude already standing on the other side of this altar. Many of whom you know and love. Easter is still their reality. So do not go to their graves to anoint them with flowers or spices or pictures, but go to their graves confessing that baptism is still their reality. That they are still filled with the Holy Spirit, that body laid to rest was not forsaken or abandoned by God any more than Christ was abandoned by God. Go to their graves believing that God is the God of the dead, or God is not the God of the dead, but of the living, and therefore they must live and be with Christ. Those bodies are still filled with Christ. Still temples of the Holy Spirit, those bodies, though many have decayed, are still the dwelling place of God, for he has made a promise, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Can death destroy his promise? Can decay cut us off from his love? No, in Christ we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. He will not let his Holy One see destruction forever. He will not abandon them to the grave, but he will raise them when he comes back in glory. Neither has he abandoned you either. He remains the anointed Christ, and you remain anointed Christians, united to Christ's death and resurrection. So he will not let cancer or arthritis or pain or old age, whatever that may be, he will not let those things destroy your body forever. He will not let sadness or tears or sorrow or stress or worry harm your soul forever. He will not let sin, Satan, death, and hell have you, for you belong to him. United to him in that font, through those precious waters, anointed not with water, but with the Holy Spirit himself, so that you might share in all the blessings of Christ's victory. I know. You would like medicine for health now. And you would like riches to have a little bit more comfort. And you would like family to be together so that you might have joy. But do not underestimate how God loves you by his word. Water combined with that word made you what you are today. God was working. God was blessing. God saved you through that water. Take away that word of God and you are nothing but dust and ashes. The word has changed you completely. The word has convinced you that Friday was a good day and today is a baptismal day of joy and gladness because Jesus lives not for himself, but he lives for you, that you might share in his resurrection. The women forgot that word. And so they wandered to the tomb to anoint the anointed one. But he was not there. He had risen, just as he said. And so have you. You follow the risen Christ, trampling on sin, death, hell, and even the devil himself. Nothing can stand against you, for you belong to this Easter day. This day is your identity. You conquer not with swords or with riches or by accumulating power and influence. You conquer through the word. Holding fast to that word in faith, with a sincere heart, confident that all that Christ is, so you shall be. And your hope is not in vain. As Christ is king, so right now you are kings with Christ, ruling over all things. As Christ is still prophet, so you proclaim that word to those around you, not as ministers, but as prophets of God. As Christ is still the high priest, so you offer your bodies as living sacrifices to God, and you intercede for the world around you. To be the Christ means to be the anointed one. To be the prophet, the priest, and the king. To be a Christian means to be the same, for his life flows through you. And it all began at baptism, where you were anointed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit descended on you, and there you were saved. Jesus is the Christ. You are his Christians. Jesus lives, therefore you also live with him. Jesus has overcome death, sin, hell, and the devil. And through faith in him, so have you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.